Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Thursday evening, markets and company news with Makwe Masalela from Makwe Fund Managers. Makwe, good evening to you. And let's start with the JSE. Resources pulling the market lower today. In fact, the sector down by over 2%.
Yeah, and not surprising, you know, because it's more of profit-taking kicking in. We know resources have been doing well, pulling the JSE up, doing most of the heavy lifting, and for obvious reasons, because we've seen now lately firmer commodity prices that also include gold prices, and also platinum stocks have been doing that great. So I guess given the long weekend, people are saying maybe this is time to take some of the chips off oil from the table. So I think for me it's more of profit-taking more than anything.
Bit of strength, though, in financial stocks today.
Yes, and you used to know that one of the things when it comes to financial stocks is that they are positively correlated with the economy, in the sense that if you get your economy to be upgraded on or downgraded the following day, you get your financials to follow suit. And for the fact that we've been seeing that the rent has been strengthening, managing to go below 19 again, so I think the financial stocks are benefiting mainly from that, because firmer rent tends to benefit financial stocks, vice versa when it comes to the likes of resources, when you get like they benefit from a weaker currency as well. So it's more of what is happening with the strength of the rand.
In fact, it's been a tough 10 days for the rand. I've got it on my screen now at 1886. That's down about 0.2%. 1881 was the close last night. But as I've been talking to other commentators, we're just going to have to live with this volatility for the short term.
It's just so unfortunate, you know, and I think it's going to continue to be more of a dollar play, because we think that our domestic issues have more or less settled. That is the issue with the budget that also had a negative impact on the rent itself. But if you look today, that the dollar itself managed to go up, and because some traders are getting some of the heat from trade talks between US and Japan, and we see that doing much better when it comes to the dollar itself, and then it has a negative impact on the rent as the dollar strengthens.
But when you get a statement, for instance, like the finance minister Enoch Godongwana saying today that he sees no alternative to a tax increase at the heart of this ongoing budget impasse, that continues to threaten at least to unravel the country's governing coalition. And again, that's also going to impact negatively on the rand.
Definitely, but you also get some contradicting statement from the very same guy that the inputs that have been made, you know, by all the GNU members have been very positive and cannot be taken lightly. But he knows for a fact that the way things are pointing is that he's not going to get support when it comes to the increase, unless if he insists and just goes ahead. I don't understand how so, but as it stands now, I think the market have already discounted the fact that there's no way we will be able to get that half a percent increase when it comes to that.
Makwe, let's just go back to the JSE very quickly. MTN was down by over 5% at one point, a little bit of strength, 4.6% lower today. What's driving that?
You know, we've not seen anything specific to the company itself, other than maybe people think that with all these things happening when it comes to tariffs, one or the other, that will start affecting economies spend going forward. And given the fact that some of the African countries where MTN itself has a larger presence also had to realize or will probably get higher tariffs compared to other countries. But I've not picked up anything which is specific to the company itself.
I was also looking for something, couldn't find anything, but interesting to see that Telkom as well in that same sector is down by 2.2%. Let's move on. There was a statement earlier today from Audi calling on the South African government to support the industry, the auto industry. It's described market conditions, particularly in that premium vehicle segment, as the most challenging in a decade. I can see why they're calling for that, but we're also starting to see perhaps a pullback from the South African market from other big auto brands.
And you know, if you remember, auto industry, the motor vehicle industry was one of the best industries, because the government then had a very concrete, clear plan how to support them. And that's the reason why we've seen most companies starting to produce from here for some of their export markets. But the problem is that policy is no longer in place, or there's some uncertainty about it going forward. And we all know that businesses, markets, they like certainty. So people need to know whether will that policy plan continue or not. And yes, we've got obvious reasons as well that people are starting to buy down because of affordability, because of uncertainty, and let alone the fact that there's also some competition coming from the Chinese market. But I think for me, policy is the most important thing for people to have certainty, so that people can at least have a way to be able to play. That was one of the best policies that our government did manage to implement, that is to support our motor industry. But seemingly now, lately, it's not looking like it's going to continue. People don't know.
It's so interesting to see the impact of the Trump administration's import tariff crisis. And I read today that Sasol is now assessing the potential impacts on its operation, also its pricing strategy, and just general effect on the supply chain. And interestingly, that is something that the market has welcomed today, the share price up by almost 0.5%.
And we know they've got a nice exposure when it comes to the US. So that part of their business on the chemical side probably will benefit, because already they're operating in the US. But remember, margins continue to face pressure due to the prevailing global macroeconomic pressure, geopolitical uncertainties, and they continue to have the coal quality continues to impact Secunda operations. But looking to the revenue in the international chemicals increased and driven by the higher average prices both in America and Eurasia. However, sales volumes declined. So they are right, and I think every business should do that to see how will this whole thing at the end of the day affect your business.
And Makwe, just before we all disappear for the long weekend, let's end this conversation on a slightly more positive note. The South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry putting out its business confidence index yesterday. I see it dipped slightly in March, but the good news is that it is still near the highest level in more than a decade.
You know, and that's despite the budget delays that we've seen, and also the shifting when it comes to geopolitical winds, telling you that the businesses are looking past these things, see that as a temporary unnecessary noise, and long term they think that things will continue to be okay.
And that's where we are going to leave it. I wish you a safe and happy Easter weekend. Makwe Maselela from Makwe Fund Managers. We'll talk to you again next week.
Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.